Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Andy Hosler. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Batting second. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting fifth. The DH, Craig Cusick. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jerry Terrell. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting ninth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pete Redfern. And now, play ball. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Redfern fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Randall for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayberry for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cowens. The throw from Borgman and he is out, Randall applying the tag. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford strikes out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick takes first base on ball four. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley takes first base on ball four. Cusick moves to second. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cusick moves to third. Smalley moves to second. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil, who is chasing the ball. White reaches third base with a triple. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes McRae trying to get to third. Ford throws the ball into Terrell, who tags McRae for the out. Brett moves to second. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brett moves to third. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Cowens moves to second. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-1 in the game. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. Heil strikes out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Borgman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-2 in the game. Paquette hits a line drive into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hostler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-1 in the game. Bostock hits a line drive towards the mound. Hostler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Brett moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. Otis reaches second base with a double. Brett scores. Mayberry moves to third. It's 2-0, Royals. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-2 in the game. Way then hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mayberry scores. Otis scores. It's 4-0, Royals. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. Borgman takes first base on ball 4. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Borgman moves to second. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-2 in the game. Randall strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens who is chasing the ball. Carew reaches third base with a triple. Borgman scores. It's 4-1, Royals. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-2 in the game. Heil strikes out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. Ford takes first base on ball four. Craig Kucyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kucyk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kucyk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carew scores. Ford moves to second. It's 4-2, Royals. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Smalley hits a line drive towards short. Patek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jeff Hawley now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. White is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 3 in the game. Paquette is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McRae takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Brett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Mingori now pitching. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Terrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 2 in the game. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Borgman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 2. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayberry for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cowens strikes out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Otis takes first base on ball 4. John Weyden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weyden is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Weyden hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 3 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a line drive into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 3 in the game. Heil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 2. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 3 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Josie Depp pinch hits for Tom Paquette. Josie Depp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McRae hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White moves to third. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Brett hits a line drive into right field. Ford picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ford. White scores. McRae moves to third. It's 5-2, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. Mayberry reaches second base with a double. McRae scores. Brett goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Royals. Ron Schuler now pitching. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Josie Depp now playing left field. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cusick hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smalley moves to second. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 3 in the game. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bostock for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.